This is Scenes from a Dojo, a Leverage fanfic written by Angel Negra and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for missing scene, spoilers for the fairy godparent's job. Summary. Elliot found a way to make his style work at Dalton Academy. It just worked a little too well. Elliot paged through the list of sports equipment again. Fencing was a bust for Whitmark, but honestly, there had to be something the kid was good at. He eyed the water polo equipment and had a brief but very clear image of the kid sinking like a rock. Maybe if they duct taped a life jacket onto him? Coach Brewer? Elliot grunted in acknowledgement. He picked up a field hockey stick contemplatively. It would make for a better defensive weapon if needed. There was an expectant silence from behind him, and Elliot turned to see one of the girls, Indigo or Umber or something, and he raised his eyebrows impatiently at her. The kid bit her lip for a second. If you had a really annoying boy who wouldn't leave you alone, what would you do?
Punch him,
said Elliot, matter of fact. Then he caught sight of the tennis rackets on the wall and reached over to pick one up. Oh, okay. Thanks. Then the conversation caught up with him.
Wait, what?
But she'd already scampered off. Elliot shrugged and tested the balance of the racket.
They were kids. What's the worst that could happen?
10 minutes later, Elliot found out that the worst that could happen was suddenly having three little girls standing in front of him, all glaring at him accusingly. Umber, or was it Sage, was in tears and clutching her hand to her chest.
It didn't work!
Elliot glared right back.
Where'd you hit him?
In the stomach, said one of her friends. He laughed.
And I hurt my hand.
All right.
Elliot held out his hand.
Let me see.
The thumb was a little red, but nothing felt broken.
Okay, we're going to put some ice on this, and then you're going to show me how you make a fist.
After a quick lesson in keeping your thumb on the outside of the fist, Elliot sent them off to catch the rides home, and promptly forgot about the whole thing when Sophie started going on about something called a science-sickle. The next day, Elliot found about six girls outside his office during lunch hour. Indigo, he'd paid attention in roll call, at the front of the group. He eyed them warily.
Yeah,
he said.
Can you teach us how to fight?
Elliot thought about it for a second. Sophie had the Whitmark angle card, and they wouldn't let him leave to help Parker and Hardison. He shrugged.
All right.
He looked over the group.
Is this everyone?
Indigo shook her head. We didn't want to scare you off. She shoved at one of the other girls, who immediately darted off around the corner and led back even more girls.
Elliot counted about 20 in total.
Elliot nodded and went to grab a pencil and paper from his office.
Okay, sign your names here and go eat. You're gonna need the energy. We'll meet up in the gym after classes.
There was some very high-pitched squealing that made Elliot cringe, and the paper was quickly passed around before they all darted off.
Elliot sighed heavily and went to go talk to Nate.
Nate looked up from the paper skeptically.
You know we're done in 3 days, right?
Yeah,
said Elliot, slouching back into the couch.
So?
So what are you going to tell them about where Coach Brewer is going? Elliot shrugged. I don't know, man. I was thinking about opening up a dojo in the city anyways.
Nate raised his eyebrows.
It's something to do between jobs.
And when we do have jobs? Nate asked, leaning forward.
I got some friends who could cover classes.
Nate stared at him impassively. Elliot stared back, trying to keep his focus on Nate's eyes and not that stupid-ass toupee. Nate sighed and leaned back in his chair.
All right, he said. I'll call the parents.
Elliot smiled. Once the job was done, Elliot settled on weekly classes every Saturday afternoon. The dojo was at a nice studio in a nice area of town, so the parents wouldn't freak. Didn't hurt that he wasn't asking a lot for payment. The first Saturday class, all 20 girls showed up, plus one more. Elliot eyed the new kid and raised his eyebrows at Portia, who'd brought her. She's our maid's daughter, said Portia, and she's my best friend. She doesn't have a lot of money, but I'm gonna pay for her, okay?
Hell, it wasn't like Elliot needed the money. She can take him for free, he said. Reward for the free advertising.
Both girls grinned brightly, and Elliot suddenly noticed all the other girls beaming at him, too. He glared around.
Why aren't y'all changed yet?
He shooed them toward the change room.
Come on already, we got a class starting up. Okay, let's try that kick one more time, Indigo,
said Elliot patiently. She'd been struggling with it for the last couple of classes. Indigo stomped her foot, looking frustrated and fed up. I can't get this, she snapped, and I hate my name. Indigo is stupid.
Yeah, it is,
said Elliot. Indigo blinked at him in surprise.
So pick a different one, and let's try the kick again.
Indigo stared at him, her mouth hanging open for a few seconds.
Then she grinned. Okay, I'm Katara.
Coach Brewer, I want to be called Andrea,
shouted Priscilla, her hand shooting into the air. And that seemed to be the trigger for everyone else.
I hate my name too.
I don't want to change my name.
Coach Brewer!
Elliot eyed the group of screaming, bouncing girls and let out a sharp, piercing whistle.
All right, he snapped. Here's the deal. We're going to end class a few minutes early, and I'm going to get you all some paper and pencils, and you're going to write down two names. The one your parents gave you, and the one you want.
Amy raised her hand.
Yes, even if it's the same one, Amy,
he said. She grinned and put her hand down.
We'll have name tags for the next class. Deal?
The girls nodded.
All right. Katara, kick. Now.
Tara glanced around the dojo curiously.
So this is where you go on weekends? She asked, raising an eyebrow.
Elliot shrugged.
Passes the time.
He pointed to the far doorway.
Change room's through there. Office is upstairs.
And you're trusting me with your super secret self-defense class? Tara crossed her arms and smirked at him.
It's not a secret,
snapped Elliot, rolling his eyes.
You just weren't part of the team before.
Now you are.
And you're not bad in a fight. Good with improvising.
Tara smiled.
I knew you liked me a bit.
Elliot grumbled in annoyance and stalked to the front of the room. Tara followed behind at a more leisurely pace. Elliot pulled the class list out of his pocket and thrust it at her.
Princess Sonya? She asked skeptically. They wanted to pick their own names,
said Elliot with a shrug.
Trust me, It's better than the ones her parents gave her.
Tara smirked.
I can see the value in choosing a new name.
So, how's this whole teaching thing going to work?
Elliot sat down on the front steps of the dojo and just breathed in the morning air. Someone sat down beside him, and Elliot raised an eyebrow.
Thought you'd be long gone by now.
And just how would you explain Coach Blade vanishing before she finished teaching them how to fake cry? Asked Tara.
Elliot nodded, keeping his gaze out onto the street. The girls would be arriving soon.
Hey, Tara said softly. When Elliot glanced at her, she continued in a soft, serious voice.
Tara Carlisle's a solid long con. If whatever you guys come up with for getting Nate out doesn't work, she could use a case.
Oh yeah?
Elliot turned to face her more fully. Tara smiled.
She'll even do it pro bono.
Elliot opened his mouth to respond, but was distracted by Katara racing up to them.
Coach Brewer!
She was grinning like crazy, despite the rather large bruise on her cheek.
What happened to you?
Asked Elliot, worried.
I fought off a kidnapper, she said proudly. I kicked him just like you taught me, and then I pushed the microwave on his foot and broke it, just like you taught me, Coach Blade. And then he yelled, and it made the new butler, Harold, run in and hit him over the head with a frying pan. And the police came, and everything.
She paused to catch her breath and glanced back at the car.
Oh yeah, and Mommy wants to talk to you. I'm gonna go change.
And with that, she darted inside.
Tara gave Elliot a bright grin. I bet we could charge her more, she said. We're starting adult class.
Elliot rolled his eyes and got out to talk to the woman climbing out of the car. He made a mental note to ask Parker to come in and show the girls how to get out of handcuffs and ropes.
It'd give her a distraction until they could break Nate out of prison. The end. Reader's notes. I am a sucker for Elliot adopts small children stories, and also the tiny army of small children that Elliot, like, immediately fosters at Widmark's Academy. Amazing! Elliot's tiny army of tiny children hi-yawing their way through life. I love it. And then Tara teaching them how to, tiny baby con artists. I'm just so here for it. Thank you so much to Angel Negra for letting me have permission to podfic, and thank you to Tiger Swolf because I was creeping on your bookmarks, and that's how I saw this story, and now I get to experience this joy over and over again. And thank you, listener. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.